Today, we'd like to see the title of a return in the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1. Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lies and dissolution. And they make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried to Egypt. What does it mean? How should we do in such difficult situations? Question 2, in verse 4. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. He found him in Peth-el. And there he spoke to us. What does it mean? What could we learn from here? Question 3, in verse 6. So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. What points does Hosea say to Israel? After the death of Solomon in 931 before Christ, Israel was divided, with Israel ruled by Jeroboam in north, and Judah ruled by Rehoboam, Solomon's son, in south. Before, Israel was carried captivity by Assyria in 722 before Christ. Hosea prophesied to Israel during 760 up to 720 before Christ, while Isaiah prophesied to Judah during 745 up to 695 before Christ. The prophets in the Old Testament times, in general, ask the double odds. Number one, repent or confess sins. And number two, return to God, as Hosea the prophet does so in this chapter. Peoples today covering in the book of Genesis, Abram's wife Sarah, Abram's son Isaac, Isaac's wife Rebecca, Isaac's son Jacob, Jacob's wives, Leah, Rachel, third wife Zilpah, fourth wife Bilhah. From Jacob, 12 sons or 12 descendants of Israel came out. First one, chapter 12, Hosea. Ephraim feeds on the wind. Winds indicate emptiness. It could not flourish. And pursues the east wind. East wind is dry and desert wind over Israel, unlike west wind from Mediterranean Sea. For example, Ventura fire caused by Santa Ana wind. Dry and desert wind. Wind is not rock. Hannah's prayer, for example, 1 Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation." Verse 2, "No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you here, nor is there any rock like our God." So we should rely upon the rock of God rather than any other temporal things. Yourself, your life, your car, your son, whatever. We rely upon the rock of the Lord. He daily increases lies and desolation, he indicates Ephraim. Ephraim, the representative of Israel, because Ephraim tribe is the leading tribe of northern kingdom, Israel. So he, Ephraim or Israel, daily increases lies, cheats, and desolation or violence. Also, they make a covenant. They, Israelites, northern kingdom, Israel people, make a covenant with the Assyrians or make treaty with the Assyrians in a difficult situation in northern kingdom, Israel, between Assyria and Egypt, the two strong countries. So basically, Israelites make a treaty with the Assyrians not to invade upon their own counsel. Hosea, previous chapter, verse 6 said, "The sword shall slay in his cities, in Ephraim's cities, devour his districts, Ephraim's or Israel's districts, and consume them because of their own counsels rather than the counsels of God." Based upon own counsels, so they made a covenant with the Assyrians located in northeast. Then also an oil is carried to Egypt, another strong country located in southwest. So they made a bribery, olive oil, to Egypt not to invade into Israel. Here, the question one, how should we do in such a difficult situation? The answer, we should ask God by prayer instantly without hesitation, because our God alone is a rock, not wind. So that is their likeness. Verse 2, the Lord also brings a charging controversy against Judah. Here, Judah are a southern nation. After Hezekiah, king's death, Manasseh, the new king, led Judah to worship idols like Israel. And will the Lord punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his deeds or his doings? God will recompense him. God will pay back him. How come? Our God is just. Our God is fair and righteous. So therefore, God will judge you, punish you, recompense according to your ways or your doings. You this. Also, more knowledge given, more asked by God, because our God is just. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. But Jesus said, "But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few," because few knowledge, few is asked. "For everyone to whom much is given, much knowledge is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed over him, they will ask the more." That's why James said, no many people become teachers. Teachers has higher standard duty compared to non-teachers. Verse 3, "He took his brothers by the heel in the womb." Here's he talking about Jacob. Jacob, the name means heel holder or heel catcher. "Took his brother Esau by the heel in the womb." Genesis chapter 25, verse 26. "Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's hill. So his name was called Jacob. So Bible said, because Jacob holds his elder brother Esau, that's why his name is Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she, Rebecca, bore them twin sons. And in his strength, here, not God's strength, in Jacob's own fleshy strength, he struggled with God. So he was struggling with God, but he was defeated by the socket of his hip, which is out of joint, at Peniel City. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, 25, saying, then Jacob was left alone, and a man, here is we call theophany. In the Old Testament time, God himself appeared as a man. So New King James Version, the writing capital M, that meaning God. A capital M man wrestled with Jacob until the breaking of day. Now when God saw, what the angel saw, that he did not prevail against Jacob, God touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as God wrestled with Jacob. So he was permanently crippled and impossible to run away from angry Esau meeting tomorrow upon his own manipulative, connive plan to set his family and sheep on one side of the river Jabbok. So he wept and asked blessing to God, including the peaceful meeting with Esau tomorrow. So then verse 4, yes, Jacob struggled with the angel or with the man and prevailed. So he struggled with the angel, but prevailed how? By God's permitting to request the blessings. He wept and sought the favor from him. How he got the blessing, including next peaceful meeting with Esau. Genesis chapter 32, verses 28 in detail explained here. And God said, let me go, for the day breaks. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So God said to him, what is your name? God said, Jacob. And God said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with man, very tough life, and have prevailed. So here, his name, Jacob, the hill catcher by self-power, was changed to Israel, ruled by God. Here, note, at the time when Jacob's self-power was defeated, God's blessing began. When you deny yourself, God's works or blessings begin. He found him in Bethel. Bethel was the sleeping place where he ran away from angry Esau to Laban, his uncle. There was the place to be conscious of God's presence. Genesis chapter 28, verses 12. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Then verse 15, behold, I am with you, God said, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. After the peaceful meeting with Esau, God asked Jacob to go there again. Genesis chapter 35, verse 1 and 2. Then God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household, or his family, and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods or foreign idols that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. How to change his characteristic from what Jacob was to what Israel is now is manifested here. So then return to the place where we are conscious of God's presence first time and throw away idols. Whenever we have a problem, so we should return, you know, to the first place where we are conscious of God's presence. So at the first place, to be conscious of God's presence, God spoke to Israelites, the church. For example, Church of Ephesus, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. So, and there God spoke to us. So, verse 5 here, that is spoke to us, which meaning God spoke to Israel people. Hosea gave reference to Jacob. Jacob is before he's prevailing or he's receiving his request to God, you know, blessing. Jacob, by his own power, had been struggled, but his own power was destroyed because he got, you know, permanently crippled. So then his characteristic totally changed. Now his life was ruled by God. The Israel means ruled by God. So then here Hosea spoke to Northern Kingdom Israel. So verse 5, that is the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorable name, or the Lord is his name. Verse 6, so you Israelites, Northern Kingdom people, by the help of your God, return. First time is repent or confess your idolatry, idols service, worship, then sin, iniquity, trespasses, then return to God. Then observe or keep mercy and justice. Seek God to forgive your sins. That is mercy. And keep justice, God's righteousness and fairness. And wait on your God continually. This is a hard part or difficult part for us who wants to get a quick answer. But here, wait on the Lord to do in his way and in his time. Verse 7, a cunning Canaanite King James said he is a merchant. So in Ephraim merchant practice, they use the deceitful scale, which meaning when they buy something, they use lightweight. They sell something, they use heavyweight. So that is deceitful scales. So deceivers, Ephraim, are in his hands. He loves to oppress. So Ephraim, northern kingdom Israel, forced others. He loves violence. Verse 8, and Ephraim, Israel said, surely I have become rich. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors, they shall find in me no iniquity, that is sin. Ephraim or Israel boasts of his prosperity, even by deceitful skill, deceit, crookedness, or perversity. So they said, nobody find my iniquity in my wealth. But God said, verse 9, but I am the Lord your God. Ever since the land of Egypt, since the Exodus from Egypt, I am the Lord your God. I will again make you dwell in tents or tabernacles because of Assyrians' captivity in 722 before Christ. Just 2 years later, by this particular prophecy, so you live in tabernacle because as slaves carried away, no home, no house, in tent. As in the days of the appointed feast, the feast of tabernacles for 1 week stay to memorize God's protection from 40 years wilderness life after the Exodus. That is a holiday. The Israel holiday is called the Feast of Tabernacles. Israel people, so prayers, 1 week, they made up is tabernacle outside. They sleep there. They look at the sky. So your forefathers were protected for 40 years of wilderness life. You know, that kind of memory. That is a good sense. But here, make you dwell in tent. This is a bad sense, like a punishment, because the Assyrians, you know, carried away later Israel people onto their own countries. So that is indicated there. Verse 10, I have also spoken by the prophets and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols or King James similitudes or parables through the witness of the prophet. God's faithful teaching. Here we can see God's teaching is faithful. This is a God's character faithful, so we should faithfully invite other people to know God more and more. So it's because our God is faithful, so all ministers should be faithful. Faithful simply meaning continuity. Through his servants is shown visions, symbols, similitudes, or parables. To whom? To those who do not listen or are hard to understand. One example, Jeremiah's linen sash rotten in water. Because Jeremiah's time is the Judah people, nobody listened to God's word. Jeremiah is his sash, his belt, put into water for a long time. So the belt was rotten by a bug in water. Then it brought up, so Jeremiah delivered God's word. Your relationship with God, like the rotten sash, in order to teach it. Invoke Israel people to repent and return to God. That's the purpose. Also, Jesus used a lot of parables. Jesus said is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Here Jesus specifically commanding to his disciple faithful teaching. First, teaching all nations, then he is teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Why? Because our God is faithful. That's why is Jesus Christ, all power, all authority. Jesus have it, so Jesus asked us teaching faithfully. Jesus said, Mark chapter 4, verse 33, and with many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. In order to hear it, Jesus used the parables, symbols, visions, it's like that. So in order to make those people to understand God's word easily. So that's why I use that. Verse 11, though Gilead has idols, that is an idol city, surely they are vanity. Vanity is meaningless, in vain. Though they sacrifice bulls in Gilgal, they will sacrifice bulls not to God, idols God in Gilgal. Indeed, their altars shall be heaps in the furrows of the field. They are their altars of other gods, just all over the field, lot of other gods. That's the northern kingdom, Israel. Verse 12, Jacob fled to the country of Syria. So here Jacob is, Isaac's son Jacob, fled to the country of Syria to Laban, his uncle, in order to escape from angry Esau. Israel, so name changes, served for a spouse, for Rachel for 7 years. Then Israel received Leah, the first daughter of Laban, in the crooked deal of Laban, for Rachel for 7 years in addition, so 14 years. And for a wife, he tended or he kept a share. So Israel actually worked for Laban 20 years, 14 years for wives, so the other 6 years for his own possession of ships or goods. So Genesis chapter 31, verse 41 said, thus I have been in your house, Laban's, his uncle's house, 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, is two wives, Leah, Rachel, and 6 years for your flour. And you have changed my wages 10 times. So Laban also conniver, you know, more conniver than Jacob. Israel was blessed anyhow through humbling, mortifying, molding process. How long? For 20 years. So note, whatever you have is not a result of your efforts, but it is entrusted for a while, not beyond your life, because God has been gracious to you. You are just a steward, but God owns all things of the earth. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, but God gives more grace. Therefore, God says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then, verse 13, By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Here, prophet is a reference to Moses. So Moses, the prophet, known deeply by God. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10. But since then, there has, God said, has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew. Here, the Lord not so knew face to face. So not so face to face, but knew face to face, which meaning the Lord knew Moses in depth, face to face. Then, verse 14, Ephraim provoked God to anger most bitterly because Israel did not repent their sins nor returned to God. Therefore, the Lord will leave the guilt of his bloodshed upon him and return his reproach charge upon him, Israel. So Israelite will be killed with bloodshed by cruel Assyrians 2 years later in 722 before Christ. So he will be blamed in this way over Assyrians' captivity. So let's see each question. In verse 1, Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases the lies and desolation, and they make a covenant with the Syrian, and oil is carried to Judah. What does it mean? So Ephraim, lighting upon the emptiness, the counsel of man, rather than the counsel of God. So which meaning? They didn't ask God by prayer. Then they made a covenant with that time strong country of Syria. Then on the other end, they made bribery, olive oil to Israel. Yeah. So in this kind of difficult situation, how should we do? No matter what circumstances, we ask God instantly, immediately, then wait on the Lord. That's it. Question 2 in verse 4. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought the favor from him. He found him in battle, and there he spoke to us. What does it mean? Here, Jacob struggled with the angel. Angel is Old Testament time. God appears here in the form of angel, but in the Old Testament, in the form of a man. So prevails. So first time is Jacob's was permanently crippled by the angels, but prevailed because he wept and sought God's blessing, including the next peaceful meeting with Esau. So God allowed him. So that's why prevailed here. So he found him in battle. So battle, the first place for Jacob to meet God's presence. So first place for Jacob to be conscious of God's presence. So, and there he spoke to us. Then God asked him, his name changed. Name changed, which means his characteristic was changed. Jacob is a hill catcher or a hill holder by his own flesh, own power. But Israel means ruled by God. So, when you deny yourself, your power, then God's works will begin. God's blessing can begin. So that is teach us, we can learn that issue. So in order to be qualified for Jesus' disciple, first step, deny yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, take up your cross, daily follow me. Deny is very important. Question 3, in verse 6, so you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. What point does Hosea say to Israel? So generally, prophets in the Old Testament, first time is repent or confess your sin and return. Here, Hosea, as the prophet in the Old Testament generally said right there, but in addition, keep mercy and justice. So if you sin, you ask forgiveness to God, then receiving mercy, and keep God's justice. Justice, which meaning righteousness and equity. Then is fourth one, wait on your God continually. Then wait on God's time, God's way, you know, God's method, you know, all of it, continually. So without ceasing, continually. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the on bulletin, last song.